It's the Arthur Haynes Show. Presenting Arthur Haynes and Nicholas Parsons in sketches by Johnny Spate with songs by the Headley Ward Trio. It's very difficult these days with rising prices to be an old age pensioner, but some people do try to help. Many of our cinemas do by having special prices for them.
All right, right then. Right, give us 2 9-pennies, please, miss.
No 9-pennies. 4 and 6. There's 2 at 4 and 6 if you want them.
What are you talking about, 2 at 4 and 6 if I want? I don't want 4 and 6s. It's got a card up there. It says 9-pence for old age pensioners. Yeah, there's a card up there. Look, you see what it says? Can't you read? It says 9-pence for old age pensioners.
Yes, sir, that's right. But you're not an old-age pensioner.
How do you know I'm not an old-age pensioner?
What's wrong here, miss? What's the matter? Is there some trouble?
It's this fellow here, sir. He's trying to get in for 9-pence.
What do you mean, trying to get in for 9-pence? You're trying to get in for 9-pence?
Are you the manager?
Yes, I am the manager of the cinema.
Well, I want to see you, then. You're just a fellow I want to see. See that card up there?
Yes, I put it up myself.
Did you? What's it say on there?
Can't you read?
Yeah, well, I want to know if you can. Can you read?
I put it up there. I should know what it says.
Well, what's it say, then? Go on, what's it say?
I haven't come out here to have a discussion about the cards outside the cinema.
I'll tell you what it says. It says old age pensioners, 9-pence.
That's right, yes, but you are not an old age pensioner.
No, I'm not, but he is, though. He is, and that's my dad. He's an old age pensioner, mate.
Yes, all right.
And he's the bloke that's treating me. He's treating me, mate.
Well, I'm very sorry. I'm afraid I can't help that, sir. It's 9-pence for him, but it is 4 shillings and 6-pence for you.
Yeah, but I'm not the one that's paying, mate. He's the old-age pensioner. He's the one that's paying. I mean, you don't think, where's he going to get 4 and 6 to spend on pictures? I mean, you're an old-age pensioner, aren't you, Pop?
Yeah, I'm an old-age pensioner, I am.
I mean, he can't afford to spend no 4 and 6 on pictures, can you, Pop?
No, I can't afford to spend 4 and 6 on pictures, I can't.
Well, that's what I said. Of course you can't. I know. 4 and 6 is what I just told him.
Yeah, I heard you. Didn't I?
I think we've established now that this gentleman is an old-age pensioner and that you're not.
Well, he can't afford no 4 and 6 for pictures, mate.
I know. You've told me that as well. But the point is that you are not an old-age pensioner.
Doesn't really matter what I am, mate. I mean, not talking about me. It's what he is that matters. He's the one that's got to pay, and it's his money that's got to be spent, mate.
Well,
there is
a very simple remedy to this, if I might suggest it. That is that you spend your money and treat him.
Oh, I see. I see the type of bloke you are. You want me to deprive him of the pleasure of treating me, then, is that... Apart from that, it's his turn, mate. It's his turn. You're very independent, ain't you, Pop?
Yeah.
He's very independent, isn't he, Pop? You're very independent,
aren't
you?
I'm very independent, I am, mister. Ain't I, son?
He likes to pay your way, don't you, Pop?
Yeah, I like
to pay your way.
Yeah, I like to pay my way.
Well, I'm very sorry. Look, before we go any further and have another long of these discussions between the two of you, I'm very sorry, but those are the rules of the cinema. Yeah. We make a concession here to old-age pensioners, but everybody else has to pay the full price.
I reckon they're a set of daft rules, if you ask me. So, because you've made rules, he's got to go to the pictures on his own, then. I mean, he can't have any company. He can't have any company because you've made rules. That's marvellous, isn't it? Supposing he brought his girlfriend here, then. What would happen then if he brought his girlfriend? Supposing he brought his girlfriend here instead of me, then.
I'm not stopping this gentleman here bringing his girlfriend in. If his girlfriend is an old-age pensioner, she can go in for 9-pence as well. Very simple, isn't it, really? Once you stop talking.
Very simple. It's very, very simple. But supposing he doesn't want an old-age pensioner for a girlfriend...
Suppose he doesn't want an old-age pensioner for a girlfriend. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about him, mate. I'm talking about him. He might not want an old-age pensioner for a girlfriend. I mean, you don't have to go by looks, you know. I mean, for all you know, he might like a young bit of stuff, mightn't you?
Yeah.
What?
I do.
Eh?
I do.
You do what?
Like a young bit of stuff.
Yeah, I'll bet you do. Oh, yeah, good you do. I mean, who don't? I mean, everybody likes a bit of young stuff, don't they? I mean, nobody likes to be limited to old-age pensioners for girlfriends, do they? I mean, how would you like it? You're the manager. How would you like it? How would you like to be limited to an old-age pensioner for a girlfriend?
I don't think whether I have an old-age pensioner for a girlfriend comes into this discussion
at all.
Well,
I might tell you. You might look at him and think he's limited to an old-age pensioner, but I'll tell you, he's knocking about with a young girl of 59 at the moment. Yeah, 59 she is. Yeah. And you're going to spoil it for him. You're going to spoil his little few hours of dark in the cinema, you are. This is the fella that fought for his country. Oh. Fought for your country, didn't you?
Fought for my country.
He fought for his country, mate. Yeah. Mm. That's how he got the medals. Tell him how you got your medals. Go on, tell him. Yeah. Go on, tell him up to your neck. Up to your neck in muck and bullets.
Up to my neck in bullets. Look, medals.
I've got that point, sir. I have got that point.
Do you know why he was up to his neck? I'll tell you something. Look at him. Do you remember seeing his picture in the paper? Do you know who this was?
Tell me.
This was the fella that went out and relieved Lady Smith.
Are you seriously going to stand there and tell me that the old dear old dad here went out and was at the relief of Ladysmith?
He was the one that did it.
All single-handed,
all single-handed,
so.
Yeah. Single-handed, on his own, didn't
he? On my own.
And now he comes home and he's got to pay 4 and 6 to take his girlfriend in the picture. Just because his girlfriend's not 60-odd yet. Look, mate, I mean, you wouldn't have picture houses, would you, to charge 4 and 6 if it wasn't for blokes like this fella, you know, going out fighting to save this country from oppression, mate.
Right.
No, you must admit that.
Look, I'm not going to admit anything. I just don't want this discussion to go any further. Now, if this gentleman here, your dear old dad, brings his girlfriend here, he can take her in for 9 months. She doesn't completely qualify at 59, but we don't mind stretching a point where the old people are concerned. Now, does that satisfy you?
Yeah, well, it satisfies me, but he doesn't want to fetch his girlfriend into the picture now. I mean, this is his night off from his girlfriend. She's at home at the moment washing her hair. This is the night she washes her hair, you know. It's me. It's me that he wants to take out tonight, not
well,
her, you know.
You are not going to get into the cinema for 9 pence. That is definite. If you come in, you pay 4 shillings and 6 pence like everybody else.
Well, I'm telling you, he can't afford to pay 4 and 6. Can you afford to pay 4 and 6?
I can't afford to pay 4
He
and
can't
six.
Afford to pay 4 and 6. I'm telling you, that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, he hasn't got 4 and 6. Just show us how much money you got there.
Yeah, I am very sorry. Look, I don't wish to go any further. I'm very sorry. It is not my fault. I'm afraid I can do nothing about it. As I said before, why don't you pay? As far as I'm concerned in this situation, I feel you ought to pay anyway, if he's your father.
Are you casting aspersions, mate?
What the devil are you talking about now?
You know what I'm talking about. You said, if he's your father. That's what you said. You said, if he's your father. Are you trying to make out he's not or something?
So utterly ridiculous, my good man. Of course I'm not.
Well, you better not, mate, because you can't go around casting those sort of doubts about him and me, mate. Shaking an old man's belief in himself. And another thing, mate, if he's not my father, what does that make me then? You want to be careful of your language, you do, mate. I'm telling you. Is my father all right, ain't you, mate? I mean, mother wasn't like that, was she, Pop?
No, I am, but she's not.
I never said anything about your mother.
No, and you better not either, mate.
Now, look here, I have no more time to stand here and argue with you. If you want to take him into the pictures, you pay for him.
What, make him feel like a sponger? Sponging off his own son? Oh, no, he's too proud for that. You're too proud for that, ain't
you? Oh, I'm so proud.
Yeah.
Well, all right, you're proud. And you've got a wonderful gift to the gab, sir, but at the same time, you're not going to come in here for 9 pence, and that is definite. Now, all right, come on, get back in the queue. Come on, get the queue moving, please.
Oh,
I've had enough
marvelous.
Of this. Get
that's
back in
marvelous.
The queue,
get
the two. Get the 4 and 6 on the right. Get the 4 and 6 on the right.
Old age pensioners, I think it's a disgrace. That's the way they just start treating
old age. What's the matter?
Oh, what's the matter? I'm all up the wall here. This poor old chap here. Look at him. Look, rows of medals on his chest. Look.
What's he done for him, mate?
What's he done for? He's fought for his country, mate. Up to his neck. Up to his neck, this fellow. He fought for his country. Now they won't let him take his little baby boy into the picture.
Oh, that's not right.
What is not right? I mean, it's ridiculous. A fellow like that fighting for his country. What's he got to do? He's either got to stay outside with a little kid or go in on his own or take the kid home. I think it's a disgrace. I think it ought to be looked into. That's what I reckon.
Oh, it should.
I think he ought to be shamed up.
Hey, here. Don't mind him. If you want to go in, you go. Here you are, old chap. Here's 5 bob. Take your kid in with you.
I can't afford much, but here's 3 shillings. He can't leave his kid out. Hey,
Guppy, here's another couple of bob. You take your little lad in with you.
Hey, gentlemen, that's lovely.
That's money, nice. Right, don't you?
That's very nice.
Too big for the books, Steve.
Just stand back there, all right.
Yeah, at least we've got some people in the country, mate, that know what they're doing. A bit decent, mate. A bit decent in this country. They're going to let him take his little baby in.
Yes, I heard exactly what they say, but before you go in, I would like to know, where is the kid?
What kid?
The kid. The youngster that you were telling these people about and gaining all their sympathy and getting money from them. The little baby boy that I wouldn't let in.
Oh, that's me, mate. I'm his bouncing little baby boy, mate. That's me. Right now, if you just go over, I'll ask the woman, just give us 2 tickets, please. I want a 7 and 6 for me, and I'll have a ninepenny for the old man.
Just a minute, Old age pensioners don't sit in the 7 shillings and 6 minutes. They sit in the 4 and 6 minutes. Now, if you want to sit with your father, you'll have to sit in the 4 and 6 minutes. Else, you must buy another 7 shillings and 6 minute ticket for him.
Oh, don't talk so dark, mate. How can he afford to buy another 7 and 6 minute ticket for himself?
Look, I am not going to...
I don't want to know about it. He's got a little bit of money now, mate, and he's going to look after you. Want to look
I am not going to argue with
you 1 minute
longer.
You don't want to waste your money on any more cinema.
You do exactly as I tell you. Go and do it, and don't... I don't want to have any more argument with you. It's an end of it, as far as I'm concerned. I'm finished with you, sir. I'm leaving you.
Just that's nice. That's lovely, isn't it?
That's nice.
That's just left me and you out here.
Yeah.
I've got to sit in the 7 and 6 minutes. You go down in the 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can do something about it. Let's have a look at how much money you got there. Right, there's my 7 and 6 there.
Your 7 and 6.
If I take that 2 bob of chocolates, that'll be all right for me, won't it? Then there's a packet of crisps at the interval. Now, how much does that leave you?
Ninepence.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tell you how to save that.
Yeah.
That's a lovely day, isn't it?
Lovely.
You sit on the bench in the park,
yeah,
and I'll tell you all about it when we come out. All right, son.
You are a good boy, aren't you?
Can't help it.
You are.
Time now for a song, and today we welcome the Henley Ward Trio.
The day the other day, I fixed it on the phone. Arranged to meet her after work and then I take her home. I arrived to pick her up and I really had a scare. She was built just like a boxer and she hadn't any hair. Blind dates, blind dates, always expect the worst. Never ever meet a girl on a blind date, 'cause it's best that you see her first. My friend lent me his address book, I picked one with a pin. I went round there and rang the bell and I hollered, is she in? The door swung open to reveal a fella with a knife. He said, I don't know who you want, somebody better not be my wife. Blind dates, always expect the worst. Never ever meet a girl on a blind date, 'cause it's best that you see her first.
Looking through the daily news, I saw the funniest thing. Wanted male companion with you to buy a ring. I thought this might be something good, so I met her in the park. If I'd known then what I know now, I'd have met her in the dark.
Blind dates, always expect the worst. Never ever meet a girl on a blind date, 'cause it's best that you see her first.
We thought at last our luck had changed, and on our last blind date, we felt we could have kicked ourselves for turning up so late. They were so very beautiful, and we stood starry-eyed, but they soon brought us back to earth, 'cause this is what they cried.
Blind dates, always expect the worst. Never ever meet a guy on a blind date.
Never ever make a blind date.
Never ever meet a girl on a blind date, 'cause it's best that you see her first.
I was strolling through the park, and I was happy as a little lark. Then I got a big surprise right before my eyes. Yes.
I saw Esau sitting on the seesaw. I saw Esau with my girl. I saw Esau sitting on the seesaw, giving her a merry whirl. When I saw Esau, he saw me, and I saw red and cuts her sore. So I got a saw, and I saw Esau off that old seesaw.
My girl started in to laugh when I saw that seesaw right in half, but I knew that she was mine ever since the time.
I saw Esau sitting on the seesaw. I saw Esau with my girl. I saw Esau sitting on the seesaw, giving her a merry whirl. When I saw Esau, he saw me, and I saw red and guts her sore. So I got a saw, and I saw Esau on that old seesaw.
Now I go strolling in the park, always happy as a little lark. And from my girl, he stays away ever since the day.
Esau,
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 Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau, Esau,
trying to catch a 28 bus.
Just a minute.
All carried away, then.
I know, you should be. You're supposed to be Esau, not Fred.
I'm not Esau.
Yes, you are.
No.
Of course you are.
I'm not. He's Esau.
No. Hey, I'm not Esau. That's not fair. When we rehearsed it the other day, you said I was an eyesore.
Well, you're that as well.
So I got a chopper and I chopped Esau off that old seesaw.
Many motorists these days are very wary about giving lifts to strangers, especially when the stranger is a scruffy, unkempt, disreputable-looking tramp. But occasionally the unwary motorist is trapped into this situation.
Excuse me just a minute, Governor, before we drive off. Is this your car, then?
Oh, yes, why?
Oh, it's all right, Governor, don't worry, only I've been watching it for you, you see.
Watching it?
Yeah, well, I saw it standing there, and I thought, well, that's a nice-looking motor, this is. I thought myself, hello, somebody might try and nick it. So I think you'd better stop here and watch it. That's what I thought.
Well,
myself.
Thank you.
I stood and watched it for you, you know.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't be too careful in this area. I mean, there's a lot of villains to get round here, you know.
Yes, I'm sure.
And I wouldn't like to see a nice, decent, sort of looking, generous bloke like you have his car pinched, you know. So I thought myself, as I come along, I thought, you better stand and watch it, mate. Stand and watch it. So I've been standing and watching it for
well,
you.
Well, thank you very much indeed. As I said before, I can assure you there was no need. The car was very securely locked.
Oh, yeah, I tried all the doors, and I thought myself, no, the doors are locked, but I think you still better watch it, because it's a nice car, and so I thought myself, no, stand and watch it. So I've been here for a long while standing and watching it, you know. I hope you didn't mind me watching it.
No, of course not. It was very kind of you, very, very good of you indeed.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way I am, Governor. I'm like that. That's what I say. If you can't do a favour for another fellow human being, it's not much of a world, is it? I mean, there's enough suffering in the world as it is, and helping hands here and there, I mean, it's a big help, isn't it? If you see what I mean, like, I've been watching it.
Yes. Well, as I said before, thank you very much indeed. I much appreciate it. Goodbye.
Oh, right. Oh, just a minute before you drive off. I suppose you're not going anywhere near Dagenham, are you? You going anywhere Dagenham? Yeah, only I've got a chance of a job down there, you see. Only this chap, you see, is a fella I know. He said there's a bit of work going on down in Dagenham. He said, if you can get down there, like. He said, if you can get down to Dagenham, he said, you'll get...
I'm very sorry. I'm not going to Dagenham.
Oh, you're not going to Dagenham?
No, I'm not going to Dagenham.
You're going anywhere near Dagenham then at all? Only if I can get near it, that'll be a help. You know, if I can get near Dagenham, there's a bit of work going on down at Dagenham.
Well, I'm afraid I'm not going anywhere near it either. In fact, I'm going in completely the opposite direction.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, where are you going then?
I'm going to Ealing.
Ealing?
Mm.
Oh, that'll do me. I'll get in. Yeah, thanks very much. That's very nice.
What the devil do you mean by sitting in my car like that? You said you were going to Dagenham.
Oh, no, not now. I'm not going to Dagenham now. Not on these feet. I mean, I shouldn't have a ride to Ealing and a walk to Dagenham. I tell you that, mate. I mean, that's...
But you said a moment ago that you were going after a job.
Oh, I was, yeah, but I thought, oh, I doubt whether I'd have got it. I wouldn't have got it.
What was the job?
Probation officer. No.
Probation officer?
Yeah, I wouldn't have got it. Oh, I know I wouldn't have got it. You know, I've been thinking about it. If you ain't got a school tie, you can't get a job like that. They keep all those good jobs for the boys, you know.
Oh, I see. That's your attitude, is it?
Oh, I'm not saying anything about you. I mean, if you've got a good job, you're entitled to one. I mean, you look generous. You're entitled to a good job. I'm talking about all the other fellas, you know, the lickers and the crawlers. They're the ones that get these jobs, you know.
Just a minute. I'm rather curious. Were you serious when you said that you were going to go after a job as a probation officer?
Oh, yeah, I was. I was going off. I was thought about it, you know. I mean, I've had the experience. I've had 20 years' experience of it,
20
you know.
Years' experience?
Yeah, in all the big towns up and down the country, I've had this experience. There's nothing I don't know about probation, Governor. Nothing at all.
Surely you've never been a probation officer?
Oh, no, I've never been a probation officer, no. But I've been looked after by some of them, you know. I mean, I worked in close contact with probation officers for 20 years, and I don't mind telling you, Governor, there's nothing about that game I don't know.
Mm.
You know what they say, set a thief to catch a thief.
Yes.
That's what they say, you know, so I thought I'd try it for the job. It's the same, I went down to Scotland Yard the other day, I tried that, you know. I went down there, I tried to, it was the same principle I used down here, you see. See if I could get a job as a detective, but they didn't want to know.
They turned you down?
Yeah, they turned me down, yeah.
Well, really, isn't that surprising?
Well, I mean, I could have been a big help to them, a man like me, you know. I mean, a man like me, I was turned down, a man who, I mean, still, don't worry about it, I'll write it in my book. I've got a book coming out, you know, I'll write it in my book.
Book?
Yeah, a book, yeah.
You've got a book coming out?
Yeah, it's being published, a book. I'm writing a book. It's I'm exposing this country to the world, mate. That's what I'm doing.
Oh, really? I see. Well, now, if you don't mind getting out of my car, I do wish to get moving. I'm in rather a hurry. Come on, please.
Well, just a minute. I thought you were going to give me a lift to Ealing.
I'm not giving you a lift anywhere. Now, come on, out of my car. Now, listen to your idle chatter long enough.
I've been standing here watching your car for about 2.5 hours. That's the kind of
but
belt,
you had it? No need to watch my car. I told you it was securely locked and I had a burglar alarm.
Well, I didn't know that, did I, mate? I was just standing there watching it for you because I thought he's bound to be a generous fellow, this, when he comes. Now I can't even get a lift, isn't it marvellous?
Come on, get out. Get out. Hey, what's he doing, that fellow in front?
What fellow?
He's backing right into me.
He's not, is he?
Hey, look out! Oh, that damn fool is coming right in. Hey, look out! The fool!
What's he done?
Right into me. Bashed my bumper there. I say, fool, look what you've done. Look, what do you think you're playing at, bashing into me like that?
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. It's just a touch. There's no damage done. Not to you anyway. Look, you see, your overrider smashed my rear light, but there's no damage to your car. Just a scratch on the bumper, that's all. It's entirely my fault, I admit it.
Well, it's good of you to admit it, old chap. Well, if you haven't damaged my car, your rear light, you say, is gone.
Oh, that's nothing. A sixpenny trifle.
Well, in that case, there's no point in making a claim, is there? Accidents will happen, I suppose.
No damage to you, old chap. No damage at all.
Well, then, in that case, let's forget it.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry, I sort of lost my temper when I came
not
off.
Not at all. Cheerio, old chap.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Well, what's happened?
No damage done at all to me. No damage at all.
No damage to you?
No damage at all, no.
Oh, that's good, but what about me?
You?
Yeah, me. What about the damage I've had done?
Well, what damage have you had done?
I banged my head.
You banged your head?
Banged my head. Well, you saw it. He bashed into you, and I banged my head on your dashboard.
Well, you haven't hurt yourself, have you?
Well, how do you know I haven't hurt myself?
Well, it's obvious you haven't hurt yourself. You look at your forehead. Completely unmarked, unscathed, no scratch, nothing at all.
Well, just because you can't see any damage doesn't mean to say there's been no damage done. How do you know it's not internal? It might be internal. I mean, I might have had my brains damaged in that crash.
Crash? What are you talking about?
The crash. You've just had a car crash and I've damaged my brain, mate.
Really?
I mean, my brain's a delicate instrument, mate.
Yes, I'm sure. Very delicate.
I mean, just because you can't see any damage, it doesn't mean to say I haven't got any. I mean, if my mind's been damaged, mate, it might affect my livelihood. I won't be able to do my job.
What job? You haven't got a job.
No, but I used to have a job.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did, mate. I'm no liar, but I used to have a job, mate. As a matter of fact, I used to be a postman once.
A postman, really?
Yeah.
And when was that?
About 25 years ago, I think.
Really?
And then they laid me off.
And what has happened since?
Oh, I think I've become redundant. I'm sure I have, yeah.
25 years ago? You mean to sit there and tell me that you haven't worked for 25 years?
Well, everybody has a bad patch, mate.
Patch?
I know what made me redundant. Telegrams. They started sending telegrams. That was all. I was slung out then.
Slung out because of...
Anyway, if I wanted to get a job now, I couldn't.
Why couldn't you?
Not with these blackouts, I couldn't.
What blackouts?
Well, the ones I'm going to get over bashing my head on your...
You're talking utter rubbish. Now, look here, my good man. Before you go any further, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you.
All you know then, mate. I might tell you my legs have gone all funny, mate.
Oh, your legs
have gone... Yeah, they've gone all funny. I've never had that before, mate. I've never felt like this before. My legs haven't.
It's your legs now.
Yeah.
Now, look, just what are you talking about? You haven't touched your legs. You said it was your head that you hurt. You said you bashed your head on the dashboard, and now your legs have gone funny.
Well, I did, mate. I did bash my head. It might be my head, but I can't help it. It's all connected up, isn't it?
What's connected up?
Well, I bashed the front of my head on my dashboard, and the front of my head's connected to the back of my head, isn't it? And that's connected to my brain, and my brain's connected to my vertebrate.
Vertebrate?
My vertebrate, mate, that runs right down the back of the spine there. This is not your vertebrate here. And my legs are connected to my vertebrate, and they're all spongy at the moment. They're all funny. I mean, they're not working now. I think I've lost the use of them, I think. I mean, that's going to be a lot of use to me if I've lost the use of my legs, isn't it, mate? All the walking about I've got to do.
All the walking about you have.
No, I mean, I don't want to be pushed about in a wheelchair for the rest of my life now. I can't afford it, mate. I can't afford it. I can't afford any pushes. Mm. I mean, what's more on top of that, I'm likely to start getting blackouts any minute now, anyway. Oh, yeah. I feel one coming on, I think. If I start getting blackouts, I'll be ruined. I'll have to give up my profession.
Oh, don't worry. I wouldn't worry about that, because I think you're going to be perfectly all right. A few blackouts won't interfere with your profession.
Oh, that's what you think, mate. That's right. But who's going to employ a brain surgeon who has blackouts?
A brain surgeon?
A brain surgeon,
what
mate.
What fantasy is this?
Look, you can't be a brain surgeon if you have blackouts, mate.
No, you can't be a brain surgeon with blackouts. But who's a brain surgeon? You're not a brain surgeon.
Oh, no, I'm not. Not at the moment, but I'm trying to be one. I've had my name down at the Labour Exchange to be a brain surgeon for 20 years. It'd be just my luck now to be a vacancy this morning and I can't take it. Because my legs have gone. All my legs are gone, yeah.
Really?
Anyway, it's your fault. You
what
were
do
doing
mean my fault?
You were driving recklessly. You were dashing about like mad, driving recklessly.
But you're talking about driving recklessly.
You
I haven't moved. I have been parked stationary on this spot for 1.5 hours.
Have you?
I have.
Well, there you are, you see. My memory's going. I told you the brain was delicate. I thought we'd been dashing about all over the countryside. That's what I thought. You know what I think? I'm in a terrible state. I think you better ring for an ambulance, madam.
Madam?
What do you want to call me madam for?
I didn't. You called me madam.
I called you madam?
Madam.
Oh, well, that proves it then. My brain's deteriorating. You know what's happened? My visuals are going. My visuals are... I'm losing my sense of sex, and that's dangerous, mate.
I can't stand this any longer. I've just had enough of this. Come on, get out of my car. I'll give you some money. Come on, get out of my car. I can't stand a minute of this anymore. There's 5 shillings. You want to get out of my car? Go on, get out. Take the 5 shillings and clear off.
Five bob.
Five bob. Go on, get out.
Is that all the conversation I'm going to get? A man that's lost the use of his legs and given up a brilliant career as a brain surgeon. 5 shillings? Is this all you're going to give me?
Yes!
Oh, well, I better take it then. Right.
Right. Now then, get out!
All right, I'm going.
Goodness for that.
Oi, just a minute. Whoa, open the door up again.
Now what?
You know when you slammed that car door just now?
Yes.
You just crushed my fingers in it.
Clear up!
You've been listening to The Arthur Haynes Show with Arthur Haynes, Nicholas Parsons, Leslie Noyes, Joy Stewart and Gary Watson in sketches by Johnny Spaight. Our musical guests, the Hedley Ward Trio. The show was produced for the BBC by Richard Dingley.